This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Good morning, everybody. It is, in fact, Friday, and today is the day that the new music comes out, so we're going to get right to everything here. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. You can win the Johnny Mosley one-of-a-kind U.S. ski team jacket. He actually had it sitting in his garage and went, well, I should give this away. So he brought it over.
That voice, too, yeah.
Totally. Oh, my God.
Dude,
it's amazing. I think he was like modeling it and everything. Actually,
and you were modeling it too.
I did. I modeled it as well. You know, it's the Johnny jacket. Everybody wants to put that on.
Take a look at Sarah modeling that jacket at the Alice973 Instagram.
It still has all the tags on it and everything. So it's, we haven't sullied it in any way. But you can, if you go to the Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram, there's info there on how to listen to the podcast and how to enter to win his one-of-a-kind jacket. All right, let's start with today, August 28th. It is the 57th anniversary of the March on Washington and Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial. The March on Washington 2020 is happening today. Tens of thousands of people are, in fact, expected to gather and march in Washington, D.C., and virtually as well, for a civil rights rally called Get Your Knee Off Our Necks. That's the name of the march. Motown is releasing I Have a Dream as a digital single for the first time. Motown's recording of the famous speech is, they say, the most high fidelity recording of it in existence. A lot of people took it from the field or had a news mic, that kind of thing. It benefited from the top equipment available in the day. And so 57 years ago today, he did the I Have a Dream speech, and today you can hear that on whatever streaming service that you use. Motown's made it available. Sunday, 8 o'clock, MTV, the CW. If you love videos, this is for you. The MTV Video Music Awards are on. And now we get to the new music. Ton of new stuff out today. We will start with the new Katy Perry record. So I think Wednesday she had that baby, Daisy Dove Bloom. I think Daisy's a great name for her last name, Bloom, Daisy Bloom.
Cute. Oh, cute. I didn't even think of that.
So her record is called Smile. The song Daisies is the lead single, which we've all heard. We've been playing that on Alice for a while. 2 days ago, she had the baby. And today we get the full record. She births her new record, and it's called Smile. What did you grab off of the Katy Perry record there, Brittany?
So just as a reference, maybe I'll play a little bit of Daisy so you guys know what we're talking about here.
Tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. They said I'm going nowhere.
All right, you know that
that's
one.
That's cute. So it's about her daughter, funny. You know. I guess we could have guessed that that's the name of the baby, right?
Here is the title track. It's called Smile.
Okay.
Now you see me shine from a mile. Finally got back that smile. Smile. Every day, Groundhog Day. Going through motions, felt so fake. Not myself, not my best. Felt like I failed the test. But every tear has been a lesson. Rejection can be God's protection. Long, hard road to get that redemption. But no shortcuts to a blessing. Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful.
All right. Did you grab anything else? Give me something else new.
I
from
grabbed
Katie.
A ton. Here is Resilient.
That backing track is so, like, spare and simple. That's really pretty. I like that.
This next one's called What Makes a Woman. My skin is soft, or how I can be a bitch. Make you keep your fingers crossed. Is it the way that I praise you? The way that I please you? Or how fast I change my mind? Get scared that I might leave you. Could spend your whole life. You couldn't describe what makes a woman. She's always been a perfect mystery. Could spend your whole life.
And
this last one I pulled that's here is
that
called,
is so. I want to just like listen to that more. I really like that. That's super pretty. I like when I actually really like her voice when she's not yell singing. Like I really feel like that is. I'm hearing her actual voice. Super pretty. Okay, go ahead. What else did you grab?
And this last one is Harley's in Hawaii. Call me a baby on the same wave. Oh, no, no, there's no slowing down. You and Daddy, riding Harley's in Hawaii. I'm on the back of Molden Tide. We heard this. Want you to take
yeah.
me for a
ride. I don't know why we heard this, but I've heard this before.
I wonder if that was a single earlier or if it was just a little, you know, teaser clip or something.
Because yeah,
I feel like
heard
we've
that.
Heard it too. Hawaii, that's pretty. Well, good for Katie. That's that I really love that woman song. What's the is that called Woman?
It's called What Makes a Woman.
What Makes a Woman? Yeah, well, I like that. Well, we'll be able to stream it today, Vinny. We already have it.
Yay!
Yeah. Smile is the name of the new Katy Perry album. Brittany, I hope it's okay. I was going to jump around a little here. Is that?
Oh, of course.
Okay, good. Because there's things that...
Always keep me on my toes, Sarah.
Well, that's what I do. Thanks for pulling all the music. I know there was a ton to do today. And we shortened it way down, too. There was a ton of other stuff.
This is another Katy Perry hit that's on this album as well.
Oh, I like that.
Maybe she's talking about Orlando here, huh? Really
maybe, right? Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. Because I'm going to be with you for a while, back
right.
and forth.
I'll be back.
Well, I was going to do Metallica, but he's... Okay, here we go. All right, you ready for this, Vinny?
Let's
Metallica
see.
And the San Francisco yeah. Symphony. This is not their first go-round with the San Francisco Symphony, but S&M 2... Metallica in San Francisco. This is let's have a listen to this. I don't know if they must have done a bunch of different songs than last time, but it's out today and here's what it sounds like.
I really love the crowd noise just because it reminds me of
the
crowds,
good old days.
The good yeah. old days.
Actual
yeah.
concerts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's Moth into a Flame. Moth into Flame.
It's so great, like they're already so powerful, and then you add like a big section, you know, horn section behind them, and it's like.
We did a great job.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
This is so
great,
good.
Isn't it?
It's so good. Oh, man. All right, what else? Give me a couple more of these.
All Within My Hands.
So cool. It just adds so much depth to it. And it still sounds live. I mean, it definitely has that kind of like open ambiance. All right, give me another one.
It's a great recording.
One more.
And I can't not pull Master of Puppets, right? So here it is. Check out the crowd here, right?
That's I bet you that is incredible to see live.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume they have a big screen up and crazy imagery. And I mean, but just the power of that. I saw Metallica open for, I've only seen them once. I saw them open for Ozzy like in 1986 or something. And they were the loudest band I've ever seen. I had no appreciation for them on any level because we were psyched because we had pretty good seats for Ozzy. And I'm like, oh my God, this speaker's going to kill me. Like, I won't be able to hear anything. And like now I'm rethinking my whole, I'm like, I'd love that energy just from that live recording. I would love to go see that.
It's probably, I don't know if you mentioned it, but it's worth a mention that I believe that's the San Francisco Symphony that they're performing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony, S&M 2. You know, am I crazy? Is there also like a video that goes with the, okay, thanks. Never mind. Dua Lipa has a new record out today. It's called Club Future Nostalgia. I'm sure that whatever the latest song from because I feel like I've heard Club Future Nostalgia. So Dua Lipa, it's a remix project. It highlights songs from her Future Nostalgia album. It's all kinds of club versions of those. Madonna's on here, Gwen Stefani, Blackpink. And
every song that featured Madonna on it was a trip because it features the blessed Madonna. It says
the blessed Madonna.
Uh-huh. So it'll say, you know, Blackpink and
the blessed Madonna.
I'm like, okay. She changed her name, I guess.
I guess
you can do that.
Well, maybe that's what Dua Lipa calls her. Ah, blessed Madonna.
Here is Don't Start Now, the big hit, but
okay,
it's kind
great.
Of a
good.
Very strange version of it. Here it is. Did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me, baby? But look at where I ended up. I'm all good already, so hold on, it's scary.
Trip, right?
I don't always love a remix. I'm going to say I prefer the original.
I know. Let's do a flanger or something.
Oh,
I'm not
wow.
sure.
Don't show up. Don't come out. Don't show up. Don't come
out. Don't start caring. I mean caring. It's weird, right?
Yeah, that is weird.
Sounds like
I don't
it's
know.
In the bathroom is what it sounds like.
It has a very strange effect on it. Yeah, I prefer the original, but... Okay, look, people like to mess around with things and have some fun. Was there anything else that struck you on this one?
Gwen Stefani, Physical.
Okay, great.
Actually.
That's pretty good. I mean, I guess if I was going clubbing, you know, I'd be like, oh, this has a nice beat. I can dance to it.
Clubbing, huh?
You know me and my clubbing dance.
Right.
All right, let's move on to, you want to do the Wailing Souls next? Let's do that. The Wailing Souls have been around since I was born. Like, they literally formed the year I was born, 1966. And they still
I don't know these guys.
Sure you do. Yeah. They're a fairly big reggae band. You definitely. They've had other names.
I love reggae.
Yeah, I know you do. I know. That's why I figured for sure you'd know them. There's two guys who formed the band in 1966 who are still in it, 50, whatever it is, 3 years later. 54
wow.
years later.
Wow.
I
Look
know.
At you knowing reggae, and I'm very shocked by this story.
Oh,
so
I love
far.
Reggae. I used to host a reggae show.
What?
Yeah, at the Point in St. Louis, man. I know.
We never heard this story. You did?
Well, I don't tell all my stuff. I must have told you that at some
no,
point over
I
the
would,
years.
Believe me, I
that's
would
That's
how know
I knew Michael
me.
Franti before. That's...
What?
Yes. All right, ready? Back a Yard. Yeah. You're going to like this. Wailing Souls. It's called Back a Yard, which apparently Back a Yard means back to Jamaica.
Oh.
I did not know that. So Back a Yard, Wailing Souls. Here we go.
All right, here is... Down in Trench Town.
How can I forget my days in Trench Town? Ooh, yeah. Growing up as a youth down in Trench Town. Let me tell you now. How can I forget my days in Trench Town? Yes, I said. Growing up as a youth down in Trench Town.
All right, it has a reggae beat. Give me another
one. It's all really good. We don't have that much time left. Do you want to jump to another album?
Yeah, we're. You know what? Take me through the rest of it. What else do you really want to get to today?
I thought Seether was great.
Oh, Seether. You know, Seether had a couple hits in the mid-90s, and then I never heard from them again.
They're...
I'm thinking of someone else. I'm thinking of Veruca Salt, who did the song Seether. All right,
no,
give me the
Seether. Seether is a rock band that I played when I was on the air in on NRQ in Oregon. They're good. Oh. They have hits for sure.
Okay, so this one is it's their eighth album. The title is Latin for "If you want peace, prepare for war." I'll butcher this. Si vis pacem, parabellum.
All right.
So Very here we go. Seether.
Here is Dangerous.
It's so dangerous, all this blamelessness, and I feel like I lost all the good I know. It's so dangerous, all this shamelessness.
Okay.
Cool.
Got another one of those? Or
yeah, yeah, I have another cool. one. Here is Can't Go Wrong.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
So, I want to skip the Toni Braxton. Is that okay?
Oh, man. You're unbreaking my heart.
Oh, really? I don't want to break your heart. Because I want to make sure. I hate to say it. I have morbid curiosity about this. Jaden Smith has a new record out today. It's called CTV3, Cool Take Volume 3. So just give me a taste of what Jaden Smith is up to these days. What's
I'll
this
give
guy?
You a taste of one song. Here's Cabin Fever.
Every day, I
think we should spend some time away.
Jump ahead a little bit.
Sure.
Well, I got that cabin fever. It made me a believer.
But I have to get to the second song here. It's called Falling For You, features Justin Bieber. Song, the same song, really.
Still can't believe that's how we met. That's one day I'll never forget.
This is so not at all what I expected out of Jaden.
He sounds bored.
He does sound bored. He's bored in the house and he's in
Here's Justin, because I know you want to hear that part.
Hopefully I'll find my mind, because I lost it somewhere along the way. Ooh, and I pray that you find the time.
This is so loungy.
So many minutes in the day.
Oh. Yeah,
this is not the worst thing you've played today.
I agree, 100%. Jane is texting me. Seether, I guess the lead singer in Seether, also had a very contentious relationship with Amy from Evanescence, and apparently I told you all about it.
Oh.
All right, so there's what Jaden Smith is doing these days, which is crazy. Is there something else? We have time for like one more little clip. What do you want to do? Anything
you know what you want? I liked there's a song from Bill and Ted soundtrack.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I thought that would just be a bunch of actual
Me
songs
too.
From actual artists.
I expected to hate it. But this song is by Weezer. It's called Beginning of the End.
Okay.
They tell me it's time to go on. Last check in the mirror to see if anything's wrong. The writing's up on the wall. A warning shot to them all. My head is spinning. It's the beginning of the end.
I'm very partial to Weezer, so I was bound to like it, but that is cute. So you're saying there's some original music on this?
I guess so. I mean, this is just one of the songs that I pulled, but...
This might be on a Weezer record.
I know, it could be, right?
Right. So you know what? Our listeners will tell us. There'll be a Weezer guy out there who's all like, that's on the fifth album and the...
Well, this song's great, though. I just love this
song. Yeah, it's really good. So that's out today, too. The Bill and Ted Face the Music soundtrack is coming out. All right, Vinny, that's all I got time for. What is coming up in the news?
If I can, I'm going to try and rifle through a ton of stories I meant to get to this week. So I've got Turkey Tales coming up. Did you save money this year? That's a big story that I'll be interested to hear what your opinion on that is. I've also got nerd news, a brokini, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.